Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Do you know what today is?
No.
Are you superstitious?
No. Why do you ask?
Are you not superstitious at all?
Seriously, why?
Why do you ask?
Well, it's Friday the 13th. Ready for that?
Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
Superstitious nonsense.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Why should I be?
And why should I be afraid?
Because you're superstitious.
Folks are superstitious.
You know I'm not superstitious.
In that case,
let the fun begin.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. Show number 2340.
Yay.
Friday at about 6:08. Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
Does it really matter anymore?
I don't think so. There's only one this year, too. We had a few, like, last year, I believe.
Really?
It was. Yeah, there's only one this year. Is it? So I think that's good luck.
Oh.
Good luck, Mike.
I like your way of thinking.
Yes,
then.
Walk under the ladder. Break the mirror.
The glass is half full.
That's right.
Yeah. Throw out the black cat in front of everybody.
Yes.
Well,
yes,
hopefully you have good luck today, because today is the final day of the 10K payday contest.
Yes,
officially,
it is.
Your chance to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize. Marianne Bright got through, and actually the Beasley banker called her to let her know she has $500 in her pants, qualifies for the $10,000 grand prize, which we announce on Monday in the 9 a.m. hour. Your next chance to qualify, though, less than an hour from now, 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you.
Sweet.
So, going to be nice today. Wasn't bad yesterday. Plenty of sunshine today and over the weekend. Highs in the upper 90s today. Ooh. Upper 90s, low 100s on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
All right, Cher.
Okay.
It's summertime. Don't melt. Don't melt.
Ooh.
We got 58 now. Let's find out a few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, speaking of giving away money, do you know that the Mega Millions, they made a mistake?
Oops.
Earlier in the week.
I have that.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll play that for you here in a couple of minutes.
That was just, oh gosh. So we will try not to make that mistake, okay? Is it a six? Oh, crap, it's a nine. Oh, geez.
The line is under. I know.
Look where the line is. Like shoes. Like, look at your bowling shoes.
Right.
Jeez.
Or cards.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, boy.
I mentioned this is the only Friday the 13th this year. New poll found that 1 in 5 people do indeed think that Friday the 13th is unlucky. I don't know. I don't know why, but okay. A lot of people. Here's some cool things. I just had a couple of things that I saw that happened on a Friday the 13th in 1970. The first really heavy metal album was released, and that was Ozzy Osbourne, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Super Mario Brothers was released. We got to play it for the first time on Friday the 13th in 1985.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
I wonder if that's a marketing thing.
I would use it.
Hey, Friday the 13th's coming up. It's Ozzy.
Yes.
What better way to break a record?
Yes. And they say people aren't on the road. People are that superstitious. There aren't as many people on the road.
Oh.
Not as many people fly on that day.
Yeah.
You can usually get a little cheaper tickets on Friday the 13th. I mean, it's a little late now, but keep that in mind for January. That'll be the next one. According to the genealogy site Find My Past, these names that were very popular 100 years ago are about to be trendy again. For girls, the top five: Joan, Margaret, Dorothy, Gladys, and Irene. Those names are all coming back. By the way, on that list, like number 7, Mabel. I love the name Mabel. If I had a little girl, I would name her Mabel.
And then call her Mabel.
Maybe. I think I'd go with Mabel.
Would you?
You know, yeah.
Dorothy was my mother's middle name.
That was my second mom, was Dorothy. Our neighbor, oh God, she was just the best. Boys, listen up. Ronald, Arthur, Archie, Ernest, and Isaac. Reginald is also very popular.
I'm sorry. Ernest will always be
that guy.
Either Ernest T. Bass.
Yes.
Who was the guy with the big ball cap?
The car salesman. He was like he did car ads. Ernest, I can't remember his name, but he did car ads.
And his face would come right into the camera.
He did one movie. Yeah. I know. So
Ernest Goes to Washington or something like that?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Okay.
We got to talk about these names. You may know some of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to let everybody know, scientists have now successfully grown plants in soil from the moon.
Wow.
So that is pretty cool. So moonweed, I'm sure, will be next. They'll have moonweed.
Son of this world.
Yes, exactly. You'll be able to buy that at your local dispensary. Or when you go to space, they will be up there.
I am like moon high.
Yes, that's got to be a whole different high. You're literally floating, people. Literally floating. It is indeed Friday. A few things you should know brought to you by Northwest Career College. Programs in medical, dental, legal, business, on campus, and online. NorthwestCareerCollege.edu.
I can't even imagine being one number off or away from winning Mega Millions. Like Tuesday night, you had mentioned the guy that announced the numbers said 9 instead of 6.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And here's one of the, I guess, officials from the Mega Millions Commission explaining how this all works if you make a mistake like that.
The correct numbers are the ones that are drawn, not the numbers that are reported. And so they anticipated this as a possibility, probably because they thought of a clerical error would occur in just transcribing what the number was, not that the announcer would call out the wrong number. But be that as it may, it still, in my view, would apply in this case.
There you go. Blah, 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 blah.
They said nobody would have had either one of them for the big bucks, for the Mega Millions, and then the next one down.
Mm-hmm.
But several people would have won like $10,000, I guess. That's still, you know.
Yeah, because if you're one number away, you win something, right?
Right, yes.
If you're that close. Well, there's another drawing tonight. And I'm sure the guy's going to be.
Hey, Bob, you want to read these numbers instead? Is this a one?
You know what? Just tell me what they are. Don't show me what they are. Just tell me what they are.
Oh, 00. Wait a minute. Whoop, that's on the side. That's an eight. I'm sorry. Gee.
I can't even imagine listening or watching.
Oh.
And having your card right there. And they say your number.
Those are my numbers.
And then come back and go, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sorry.
Listen, talk to the people at the bowling alley. They have those shoes marked the same way. They got the line underneath to show you if it's a 6 or a 9. Hello. Oh, man.
Well, good luck to those that have the cards for tonight. Hopefully they'll get it right.
Yeah, hopefully your numbers come up.
And we'll see what happens. Okay. Oh, my God. Hey, we got to talk about the microwave.
Yes.
Your habits or... how you operate the microwave. There's a new thing happening.
I did it this morning.
We'll get to that here in a couple of minutes. Microwave etiquette.
I was just at the microwave, by the way, heating up something.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped it. I stopped this microwave a second before it dings. Because it dings too many times and I don't like it. So I just stop it before it dings. And I was reading this article talking about just that, like what you do while you're waiting for the microwave.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have like legit, like you know, schedules.
Like a process.
They have legit like items that they will take care of.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a ritual for them when they turn on the microwave.
Automatic.
Yes. Now, I don't know what, Morty, what do you do? What do you do with the microwave? When you put something in, 5 minutes.
I have a certain thing I have to do. The electrical in my place is really bad.
Oh, no.
So,
okay.
I have to start my microwave, then run into my other room where my breaker box is, because I know the breaker is going to switch over.
Oh, jeez.
And I stand there and I wait, and then I see it and I hear it click over, then I click it back on,
oh,
and then
God.
I run back and I restart it.
Okay, I thought you were saying.
Every single time.
Grab the fire extinguisher. Tim Szymanski, where are you? Where are you? Oh, my God. That's
I know if
not
I put something in, if I put something in the microwave, depending on what it is, I'll get the plate out and the silverware and start to get my drink. And it's all like in preparation of the ding going off.
Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm all set and I can serve and then I can eat.
Yes. Now, that's good because that's on the list.
Okay.
While you're doing it, some people clean. Some people will clean like their whole kitchen. They'll try to get it done before it dings.
Right.
I know. I love this one. You put your food in, but you're too impatient, so you have a little snack while it's cooking.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to cut up some cheese, have some cheese and crackers.
Yeah.
What for?
Yeah.
While I heat up my food.
This is going to take way too long. This guy got 3 minutes on there. What is your ritual? What do you do? Everybody has some little quirky thing when they use their microwave.
Whether it be at home or at work.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your microwave ritual?
And mine's different at work. Because I don't really do that at home. What do you do at home? Because it doesn't ding all weird. I'll generally at home, I'll probably do, I do something. I'll either wipe down my counters, something like that, depending on the length. But right. I'll try to tackle a chore in that time. Here, no, I am waiting for that 1 second mark.
I stay clear of the one here.
Well, I try to clean it, but it's getting harder.
When it comes to the microwave, what's your ritual? Talking about your microwave rituals. What are they? Everybody has them. Believe it. You might not know you do.
Oh, boy.
But you do. Now, Steve is on the phone. Steve, what's up?
Well, this isn't about the ritual. This is about the guy whose breaker keeps kicking off that microwave.
Oh Morty.
Listen up, Morty.
You need to call an electrician. I was an electrician 40 years. He's living in a dangerous place. He's kicking out a
Do you think? Jeez, Morty.
All right, Steve.
Does he have anything else on at the same time, like a coffee maker?
No, it's just I have everything else plugged in to other sockets in the kitchen.
It's not using any power.
So what I do is I just unplug everything, but that's more work, so I'd rather just go and wait for the breaker to switch.
You're ruining the wires. They're melting. They're kind of melting the insulation as you do that. Call
Hang on the line. We're going to get your number. Hold on for a second. See, when somebody says you're melting the wires, I'm not an electrician, but that's not good, right?
No. Melting is rarely a good word to hear unless it's cheese on toast. It's not a good word to hear in
like yesterday
way.
For the reveal parties, gender reveal party.
Yes!
Bomb. If you have the word bomb in.
Yes, blow up. That's
cannon.
Never. No.
All right.
No.
What is your microwave ritual? That's not easy to say.
No, microwave ritual. One of our listeners said at work, I do arm exercises while I'm waiting for the microwave. At home, I take care of any kitchen-related tasks while waiting.
Yeah.
So a lot of people do things in between. Julie said, lately I've used my microwave time to pick up all the fluff from the latest toy that was gutted by my dog.
Nice.
Mary is like you, Mike. She says, I mix up, you know, my protein powder with my milk to take my vitamins or, you know, make my coffee the way that I get my items ready for that. So there's always some prep going on. Now somebody, all right, Cynthia said, Carla, I heard you say that you do a second before. I do 5 seconds before. Don't ask me why. It's just a good number to work with. I try to hit it 5 seconds before it stops. I don't know what our little quirks are or where they come from.
Or why.
Yes, but they're very, very interesting. Now, this is interesting. Anthony said, I generally put my food in and then I forget it's in there. And I find it about a half hour later. And I have to reheat it and then it's rubber.
Yeah.
Okay.
Somebody had mentioned cleaning the microwave. Jody, actually, how many other people have this little dish that you cover it with?
Mm-hmm.
Cover the food with.
Yeah. And it, you know what? In theory, it seems to work. However, Jody gets upset with me because I put my plate on top of that.
Well, that's not.
And she goes, it defeats the purpose.
Defeats the purpose.
You know what? I'll clean it.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. I don't know why I do that. It's just like, it's a hassle to pick it up and slide it under.
It's for cooking purposes, too.
It?
And cleaning, and it keeps it nice. And Mike.
Mike, another Mike. What about you?
My ritual is, it's so influential, my microwave. I cook everything in 30-second intervals. I make love to my wife in 30-second intervals.
What?
I play slot machines in 30-second intervals.
Oh, jeez.
It's the most influential thing in my life.
Are you a little OCD, my friend?
Only for 30 seconds.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Mom and Dad, listen up. If you have little toddlers, how many of you have had an argument like this with your kid?
But I didn't know that.
You should have.
Yeah,
you,
I'm trying to do the video. You should be asleep because it's past your bedtime. I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give John his videos. And you won't let me finish it because you're not going to sleep. I'm doing over here. You in the way. You in the way. You leave me alone. You leave me alone.
And mom's just laughing.
They know what they're saying. They know what they're saying. Natalie knows what she's saying.
I've had those conversations with our granddaughter, Natalie, at just a little over two.
Yeah, you change your vocal inflection and they follow along.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But do you have a funny joke? Do you have a funny antidote? Blah, 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 blah. And she'll go, ah.
Yeah, see?
It's the same thing.
You should have. I'm trying to do the video. You should be asleep because it's past your bedtime.
Now I think she's just mocking him.
You should be asleep.
Yes, you should. What? What is my bedtime? Let me look at my watch and see what time it is.
It's past your bedtime.
You should have. I'm trying to do the video. You should be asleep because it's past your bedtime.
Might be what I sound like tomorrow night with all the girls.
I want to call Angie and go, is this kind of the conversation you have with Carla near about 9 o'clock or so?
Angie! Oh, Carla, are you okay?
Yeah. What? You just go, hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm good.
No, it's not working. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to give John his videos, and you won't let me finish it because you're not going to sleep. I'm doing over here. You're in the way.
Yeah.
You in the way.
You're in the way.
You leave me alone. You leave me alone.
If you didn't know better, you might think it was a husband and wife, actually.
Or you and I going back and forth.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, boy. Funny stuff. Every Friday, it happens. Vegas film critic Jeff Howard in studio talking about movies, not only on the big screen, but at home.
Mostly, huh?
Yes, we got a great mix today.
Good.
First of all, we got a great thriller from Stephen King. A remake of Firestarter is hitting theaters right now. And remember, the original had
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore, that's right. Wow. Now we have Zac Efron, who stars in this one, who plays the father.
Okay.
And the original, I mean, I've seen it so many times, so this is kind of a different interpretation. First of all, it's about a half hour shorter than the one that we have with Drew Barrymore.
Wow.
Just to get cut to the chase, there's about a little girl that has like these telekinetic powers that can create fire, and her father, played by Zac Efron, also has these powers, and they're experimented on.
Right.
This is cut to the chase. It's awful. It's just so bad. Yeah, I don't know why. It's from Jason Blum from Blumhouse, who's known for making great thrillers, and it's just, I saw it last night, and I had trouble getting through it. It was just so bad.
Is Zac Efron old enough to be a dad now?
Yes, he is.
He is, but
especially
it's
with
funny.
A beard.
So it's funny that he's all Mr. Buff, and what is he, like early 30s or something,
It's also streaming on Peacock. It's in theaters. I would wait if you have the streaming service. Just watch it at home. You can turn it off and put on something else. Streaming on Netflix, we have The Lincoln Lawyer, and it's about a lawyer that's been battling with addiction and has trouble with his wives. He has two ex-wives, and he has this giant murder case that falls in his lap, and it's about his story of redemption and coming back. It's from David E. Kelly, so you know, so he's it's got mystery, suspense, it's got humor. It's fantastic.
All right.
It's streaming on that. You got to check that out. The Kids in the Hall are back. It's streaming on Prime Video.
Oh my God.
Yes, I know.
Wow.
After 25 years or something like that. This is season 6 of the original series. You know, Lorne Michaels from Saturday Night Live discovered them much older now.
Yes.
Let me tell you this. They are not PC, you know, so they don't hold anything back. I mean, especially with the first episode, I was sitting there with my jaw scraping the ground. I could not believe what they were trying to, you know, and not get in trouble. So they are fantastic.
Okay. Glad to hear that.
You got to check out The Kids in the Hall.
All right, what else?
And finally, one of my favorite, I can't believe this, Carla, I'm going to say this. Streaming on HBO Max is The Time Traveler's Wife.
Okay.
You know, I thought, well, I got interviews with the cast, and I thought, well, I'll watch an episode just to get through this. I ended up binging the whole thing, and I'm telling you, it is so romantic. It is so wonderful. And I can't believe I kept stopping the episodes going, why am I just in love with this series? Because it's about a man who's traveling through time and he marries this woman and he sees her through different times him his life. And I'm just like, it is just so fantastic. And it's just the best. It's streaming on HBO Max. So I know. I want you to see it so we can have like phone calls and talk about it.
That's fine by me. After when I'm done with This Is Us, I will have to start back up.
Follow him on YouTube, not to mention Facebook and VegasFilmCritic.com. Follow him. Great stuff, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks a lot.
One more text to wrap up this sharing the toothbrush, and this is a good one.
Yeah, this might be the ultimate. Lindsay said, as a past dental assistant, this is just wrong. Your mouth has so many different bacterias, and mixing those is not good. Emergency situations, maybe, but no go on that one.
Yeah, all right, so if it comes down to sharing the toothbrush.
Exactly. You have different, you know.
Stuff in there.
Yes. Splooge in there than Jody has.
Those are technical terms, by the way.
Yes, we all have different splooge.
Splooge and stuff.
Yes. Ew.
Don't use it.
Sarah.
Even if it's by accident.
Why do I think Sarah Silverman's going to get a ton of toothbrushes in the mail?
Or now endorsing a toothbrush.
Yes.
And she'll have them for life. Well, good for her.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
KKLZ.
Well, this just saddens me. It still does. Ashley Judd, she was on Good Morning America yesterday. She confirmed that her mom, you know, Naomi, of course, took her own life. And she said, you know, mom used a firearm. That's the piece of information we're very uncomfortable sharing. But if we don't say it, somebody else will. And they would rather talk about it themselves than somebody else. You know, distorting the truth about that. Really sad. Really, really sad.
I can't even imagine as you and I and millions of people watch This Is Us.
Yeah.
And it's getting near the end.
Yes, it is.
Boy, oh boy, it's tough. I know you and I text back and forth.
I know. You were very funny the other night watching it. This is stupid. With a little tear in your eye.
Writers are dumb.
They're dumb. The writers are dumb.
Wow. Okay, but seriously, for those people that have to go through that with a parent, brother, sister.
Yes.
Boy, it's tough.
And she, you know, she had a lot of things. And she said she was dealing with a lot of issues. And, you know, she had had some health problems. She always dealt with depression. And it's very sad. And truly, I hope she is peaceful now, man.
God bless her.
Peaceful now. Yes. Good news, fun news, a sequel to This Is Spinal Tap is already in the works.
Oh, hold on.
I love it. I love this. I just love it. It's not coming out till 2024. That's the 40th anniversary of the original.
If you can see, the numbers all go to 11. Look. Right across the board. 11, right. 11,
and most of
11.
And amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
One of the classic scenes.
Oh, man.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. And I'll tell you, if they do this right, I think this will be great. They have to get together, because this is what's going on now. For one last contractually obligated concert.
What?
Even though they haven't worked together in years, that's what the movie's going to be about. So, you know, bands get together all the time.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, I'm in, man. I'm in. Goes to 11.
Yeah. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up, all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere. Exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly.
Yeah. I know that's what the Wedge Brothers do.
Yes.
11.
If you haven't seen that movie, watch Spinal Tap. This is Spinal Tap. Watch it. It is a classic. And this kind of surprised me. I will leave it at this. The highest grossing media franchise. The highest grossing media franchise. Morty, do you know what it is?
What is it?
I don't know.
It's Pokemon. It's Pokemon. Now, the movies only made about $1.5 billion, but the retail sales have topped $100 billion. Hello Kitty is second, Mickey Mouse and Friends third, Star Wars is fourth. Pokemon, people. Pokemon, yes.
Pokemon.
Yes, and of course, Mickey is on that list as well. Yes, there you go. Yes, yes, I am your father.
Wow.
That is my take.
Oh, no. Oh.
Summer is coming. Trust Legacy AC. Local, reliable. LegacyAC.com.
I don't know if you're traveling this weekend, if you're flying anywhere, but when you do, you know you always run into this couple getting on the plane.
This is our first trip together. Hey, everybody in first class. I thought he was getting us first class tickets, but he lied. Look, we all the way in 38B. But at least it's our first trip. He's trying. Look at him. Aww. He also told me about going to the Virgin Islands, but we going to St. Louis.
Little different.
Oh, why do I think that's going to be their last trip together, too? That's funny, actually.
38B!
She was funny. She thought, we're going to sit in first class.
This is our first trip together. Hey, everybody in first class. I thought he was getting us first class tickets, but he lied. Look, we all the way in 38B.
Oh, man. We'll be right back here if you need us.
Need anything, like a water or something?
That's what I used to. God, that's when they just throw you the peanuts. Here you go. You guys in the back, there you go.
But she sounds like she's a lot of fun.
She does. She was just having some fun. It is true. He did tell her they were going to be sitting in first class, but I guess that didn't work out.
Well, he also said we're going to the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, well, you know what he wants.
Yeah.
You know.
We got to stop at St. Louis first,
yes,
though.
Yes, we're going to. Yeah, it's going to the Virgin Islands via St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to see the arch, and then, that's what we're going to do, honey.
But it's our first trip together.
It's our first trip together. Woo! Hey, everybody in first class. I thought he was getting us first class tickets, but he lied.
That's the way you start off a relationship,
bravo,
right?
Bravo.
Wonder where the second trip will go. Those tickets for the Scorps, Whitesnake, and Thunder Mother.
Yeah.
We have those to give away closer to about 8:40. They're going to be rocking the Michelob Ultra Arena. This is October 21st. Whitesnake, Scorpions, Whitesnake, Thunder Mother. But we're all familiar with now.
Yes, we are.
So to win tickets before you can buy them, they go on sale later this morning at about 10 o'clock. But before you can buy them, a chance to win the final pair on this morning's show.
Cool.
Mystery artist. Identify the mystery artist. The name of the song, Carla?
The name of the song, what is it called?
Broken Heroes.
Yeah, Broken Heroes.
Listen to this artist. Tell us if you can identify this mystery artist.
And here's the perfect day.
Very raw recording of a mystery artist.
That is raw.
If you can identify this person, 702-739-9636. Starting with caller number 9.
Okay.
Listen closely.
And here's the perfect day.
Sounds like almost like Bonnie Tyler-ish.
You know, yeah, it does a little bit, doesn't it? A little bit.
All right.
Yeah, interesting.
Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. If you can correctly identify the mystery artist, you are a winner. Good luck. All right, all you have to do for the tickets for Scorps, Whitesnake, and Thunder Mother, identify the mystery artist.
And here's the perfect day.
Can you identify the mystery artist? Oh, man.
You're having fun with this, aren't you?
I am. Lisa, who is it?
That sounds like Stevie Nicks to me.
No, it is not Stevie Nicks.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Stevie Nicks.
Wow, that is a compliment to that person.
That really is.
Wow.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, who's on the phone?
Oh, Saxon.
No.
No.
Jennifer, identify the mystery artist.
Sounds like Stevie Nicks to me.
No, close.
No.
Close,
yes,
very close.
Close.
Lana, can you identify, tell everybody the mystery artist.
I think it's Stevie Nicks.
No, that everybody's close. Guessing Stevie Nicks. Gian, guess who it is.
Is it Saxon?
No. I will tell, I'll give a clue.
All right.
All right. The artist is local. The artist
yes.
is local.
Extremely local.
All right, so get
very,
through it.
Very close to us.
Very close, and they're local, so she's local. 702-739-9636. Give it one more round. Hate to flip over all the call or cards.
I know it.
All right, give it a shot. Good luck. Stumping the chumps this morning. All you have to do is name the mystery artist. Here's to Perfect Day. All you have to do is identify the mystery artist. Boy, Saxon, Stevie Nicks.
Madonna. Joan Jett.
Tracy, tell everybody who it is.
It's Carla.
Carla!
Yeah! Tracy, how did you guess that from the clue?
Definitely from the clues.
You know, my old roommate and one of my best friends, she's here right now, Lynn Stobener. Wrote most of the lyrics. I helped her with a little bit of them here and there, but I sang on that, and that's also me harmonizing as well. Yes, that's from about 25 years
ago. Going through your Bonnie Tyler phase.
Yes, I was. And it was written for someone who had gone through just a horrible divorce.
Yeah, there's a whole story behind it.
Yes, there is. If we can, I'll post the whole song.
By the way, who's Saxon?
I don't. Is it the heavy? There's like a heavy metal group, Saxon.
I think if you Google that song, you'll come up with the name Saxon. I think that's what people are doing.
Trying to cheat Google.
Original lyrics. Hello. That's an original song, all original.
You got the tickets. Scorps, Whitesnake, Thunder Mother at the Ultra Michelob Arena. This is happening in October. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. They go on sale this morning at 10. You already have a pair. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
And by the way, I'm going to go right now and start a Stevie Nicks cover band.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Morty, this is for you. Your birthday's right around the corner, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I
feel
this year, yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, this year
okay.
It is.
Shake Shack. We love Shake Shack.
Yes, we do.
Here in Vegas, they've teamed up with a fragrance company called Apotheke to create burger and fry candles.
Oh, okay.
So these are candles that you burn and they end up smelling like burgers and fries.
Okay. All right.
They're available as a set, $42, but for a limited time. So, Morty, don't look at that bag of crap yet.
That's right.
One more thing to add. A couple in India. They're suing their son, Carla, demanding that he and his wife produce a child within a year. Well, they got to pay him 50 million rupees in compensation.
What?
Now, that figures out to be a little less than $650,000.
$10.
Yeah.
Okay.
The reason the parents are like this. They spend a lot of money on the wedding. On the flip side, the couple seems to be too busy professionally.
Okay, basically
validate the marriage and produce a child. So
we just don't have time.
Everybody's
we do not have time.
Everybody's
to make
not happy. There's nobody that's happy.
Oh, it's
so.
Not fun, you know, being in there too with those parents that you know. When are you going to give us grandchildren? Yeah. All of that good stuff.
Because then when you're in bed, the pressure's on.
Yeah, there it is, and then you
can't do anything.
You don't want to perform.
No,
you know the parents are watching. Like you don't want to do that.
Or standing outside
yes.
the door.
Well, a tourist in Argentina was bungee jumping. You know what's coming. The cord snapped.
Oh, jeez. That's my biggest fear.
Same here.
If I would ever do it.
Same here. What's this hook, Bob? Oh, jeez. Fell right into the river below. Was taken to the hospital. Gonna be okay. More traumatized than anything else because the fall was 131 feet.
Wow.
Now officials are investigating why the cord detached from the bridge. Yeah, I would investigate Oh, my gosh. Terrible, terrible.
See, that's why I don't do stuff like that. I'm sorry. I'm not a daredevil.
I know. No, see, it's attached and they pull it.
Yeah.
It's attached.
You're good.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just take one step over the edge.
Ooh-wee. Maybe this woman should have done it. Natasha is her name. She lives in Sweden. Now, she's going viral because she actually has trouble sitting down. She's 29 years old. She says her goal is to have the biggest butt in the world.
Oh.
And I will quote her, the biggest bum in the world. She's had 5 Brazilian butt lifts, and she had a little trouble sitting in chairs now because they're not wide enough, you know, to support her, you know, booty. She says her goal is to have a butt that is 90 inches wide.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have the world's biggest bum. That's my goal, and I'm going to reach it, she says. When I was 20, I did my first surgery, and I did my last Brazilian butt lift just about a month ago, and that was my 5th one. I will soon have my 6th and be well on my way.
Is that a big deal for women now to have the big butt?
Not really. I mean, women like to have a nice butt, but
okay.
Kim Kardashian might like to have a big butt, but I don't know any. Nope, nobody in my circle wants a big butt.
Monica or...
No, but Natasha, it's good to have goals, and I'm sure your parents are very proud of you. Sure. Why not? We paid for college. We sent her to college, by the way. She's going, now she's going to have a 90-inch butt soon. We're very, very, very proud of us. Our other daughter's a doctor, but, you know, where's that going to get you? It is Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
Do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that weekend off on an even more positive note. All sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, an air traffic controller. You may have seen this in the news. If you missed it, though, air traffic controller from West Palm Beach. He's quite the hero this week. He helped a jet passenger on a jet land a private plane. Land the plane. It was a private jet. Pilot had a medical issue behind the controls.
Oh.
Air traffic controller calmed the passenger down and just basically said, listen to me. Here's what you're going to do.
Oh, man.
Well, he did it. He landed the plane. Pilot was taken to the hospital. Everybody was okay. He is definitely a national hero. I understand they can do that. They can lead you. But if you're already shaking in your boots, you know, and you've wet yourself, it's like, okay.
Yeah, but don't they say these planes almost today land themselves?
Yes. Now, this wasn't a commercial jet. It was
just
a private jet.
Private
it was a smaller
jet.
One still.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't care if it can land itself. Somebody's got to tell it how to land. Hello?
Right.
I don't
and
know
that
how to program
not
them.
Me.
Yes, exactly. Hello, tap, tap. Hello,
boy.
Land.
Like
land
we always
yourself.
Talk about, you know, we try and picture ourselves in that situation.
Yes, I know.
If you
I
would
know.
Be that calm.
Right.
To where you could land a plane or even, like, perform surgery. You know, you hear about these stories.
Geez.
Where, all right, I'm a doctor, so I'm going to talk you through this.
Yeah.
Cut right here.
Ah.
Other's blood.
Yeah, who has a fountain pen? Let me just stab them in the neck. Oh, dear God, no.
So they can breathe. That's amazing. What a great story. If
yes,
you have
it
a
is.
Feel-good story happening in your life, yes, we want to hear about it. Submit it to the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush coming in next as we get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. It's sponsored by PortaSubs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Don't forget, Monday morning, 9 o'clock hour, the Beasley Banker. We get the call. We'll announce the grand prize winner, $10,000. Wendy Rush, of course, will have another chance to qualify, though, before all is said and done at 11 and 1 o'clock. So do enjoy the weekend. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.